Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You lucky devils, I have a great show lined up for you today. And Beth Moodhart outdid herself again. Wow, just an overachiever. I'm not just saying it because she's 2 feet away from me either. She gets great guests, and then she's on the board handling the recording. So, but listen, we've got a great show lined up for you. Have you wondered whether or not a reverse mortgage is appropriate for you and your situation? And do they make sense? And who are they for? And what are the advantages and disadvantages, costs and other features? And why do they have maybe a bad rap? Or why do you hear good things from some people and not so good from others? And what's it all about? And when do they make sense? So, we've got the authority. Shelley Giordano is our guest. She's written the book, Reverse Mortgages. What do you know? And she is an industry heavyweight. You know, she's all over. Everywhere we look for, when I first started looking at reverse mortgages and wanting to do research about them, I kept seeing her name. And I said, okay, this is somebody we're definitely going to want to talk to at some point. She's chair of the Funding Longevity Task Force. She does a lot of collaboration with people in academia and actually is tapped by even regulatory authorities. Get in touch with her to get her insights into reverse mortgages and how they need to be viewed. She's had 15 years in the home equity conversion mortgage industry, also called reverse mortgage, and has done work even as a panelist for the White House Conference on Aging. So we're super excited to have Shelley with us. And well, let's just get her on the line. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you, David and Beth. I'm delighted to be here to talk about my favorite subject, and that is how your housing wealth may possibly contribute to your own retirement security. So delighted to have the opportunity, David, to chat with you.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you. And I am not trying to compliment you, Shelley. I just saw your name everywhere when I first started researching reverse mortgage. You know, I've had reverse mortgage people call on me as a financial planner for going on 2 decades and wanting me to introduce them to my clients. And I will confess that I was always a little bit unsure, reluctant, uncomfortable doing that. But I continue to have people ask me about it. And I said, what is the deal with reverse mortgages, which that's the name of your book. I said, what's the deal with these? And so I started researching and found that in cases, some situations, I thought they made sense. And then, of course, with some of the changes that occurred with the Dodd-Frank and the mortgage industry on the whole, I got a lot more tuned into it. And fast forward, I got licensed after seeing how it could be incorporated into a financial plan. So I'm licensed now to do reverse mortgage for the situations where it makes sense. So I kept seeing your name throughout all the information I looked at and getting up to speed. So I tell you all that and our listeners that because I want you to help us in kind of untangling some of the different things about reverse mortgage. And the first one I want to start with is maybe the obvious. Why do, well, first we'll start with defining. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, Shelley.
You're excited like I am.
Give our listeners a little bit of an insight into what a reverse mortgage is, and right. Then we'll talk about some of the history. So first, you know, 50,000 feet, what's a reverse mortgage?
All right. Well, people don't really realize this, but the reverse mortgage, the federally insured home equity conversion mortgage, has actually been around since 1987, signed into law by President Ronald Reagan. And over the course of the decades, the reverse mortgage, what people need to know is it was designed, their assumptions were made, and as time went on, there were some aspects of the loan that could be improved, and so the product has evolved. Most recently, what has happened is Congress, with the Reverse Mortgage Stabilization Act of 2013, instituted changes in how the reverse mortgage is structured, so that the consumer has greater safeguards than were ever in place before. Mm. And then HUD and FHA, who insure the home equity conversion mortgage or reverse mortgage, have also made changes with the product so that people who are not good candidates for a reverse mortgage, who may have been in the past maybe preyed on by by unscrupulous lenders actually can't even get a reverse mortgage now. Yeah, they have to demonstrate that the reverse mortgage is going to actually help their situation and not put them in a position so that it could possibly be harmful to them. So there were lots of horrifying headlines that were just heart-wrenching that occurred sort of at the end of the housing bubble, when a lot of people were encouraged to take out a reverse mortgage, use all the money up, and were either not likely or unable to meet their tax and insurance payments. And because they've used all of their equity up with a reverse mortgage, unfortunately had to be foreclosed on. Now, that kind of foreclosure happens in a regular mortgage as well, but when you see, you know, somebody who's older being foreclosed on and it's a reverse mortgage, you link the two and you think, oh my gosh, this is a horrible scam.
Yeah.
Those kinds of situations cannot happen now. There are limitations on how much equity you can use and how quickly you can use it. And what we really have found is that with the research being done by an enormous array of really top-notch, extraordinarily talented people, the reverse mortgage really is not good for somebody who is, you know, at the end of their rope financially. It can only help them temporarily. The people that can really be helped with a reverse mortgage are the salt of the earth, middle America folks who have some money set aside in their IRAs or 401ks and maybe some brokerage accounts and have Social Security. Those are the folks who are trying to find a way to make sure that their nest egg are going to survive a 30 or 40 year retirement. And I'm sure this is something that you are dealing with every single day, Dave.
Oh yeah, sure. Absolutely. And you know, to that point, you know, being able to tap into their home's equity allows them to maybe wait on Social Security, maybe wait on drawing from their IRAs, or maybe only draw a portion of their IRA, which helps with keeping their taxes in a lower bracket, or wait on drawing from whatever, or just to fill a gap before money comes in. Maybe they know they've got an inheritance coming in a year. I mean, there's a whole range of different things. And, you know, one of the things that people are surprised to understand about these mortgages, Shelley, is that, you know, it's not that different than other mortgages. It's just that they've gotten, like we talked about, kind of a bad rap. And it's, you know, it's drawing on, if you've got an existing mortgage, you can refinance it with the reverse. Or if you have don't have a mortgage, you can, as you said before, you can pull out some of your home's equity, and there are formulas and such. But you can then take that money out. It's tax-free because it's a loan. And you, the big thing about it that, of course, you and I both like, and it's part of the value of the reverse, is that you don't have to make principal payments. You don't have to make interest payments. Those payments accrue and add to the loan. But, you know, it just sits there, and you don't have to make that payment. Now, you ultimately has to, the money has to ultimately be paid back when you're no longer in the home, but or you sell the home or whatever the case may be. But that's just a huge advantage over the traditional mortgage for the right situation.
Yes, and I think that, you know, what sort of got the ball rolling for advisors and academicians to sort of be looking at weaving the housing wealth into the retirement plan is the notion that when your portfolio is suffering, you know, the value of your portfolio has taken a temporary drop in value, the last thing you want to do is be selling out of your portfolio at a loss, because you're going to have to sell so many units, and they're not there to recover. So if you can substitute using your housing wealth in those periods of extreme volatility, the math is really clear that that is the way that a portfolio can have the best chance to survive along retirement.
No, absolutely, Shelley. And what you're referring to is what I call, you're avoiding dollar cost ravaging. You know, you're avoiding taking money out while the market's down. And, you know, this is a resource that you can tap along with other financial resources to see you through that. If you're just joining us, Shelley Giordano is our guest. She's written the book, What's the Deal with Reverse Mortgages, available on Amazon, and I'm holding a complimentary copy in my hand, very well put together, and I'll be looking forward to going through this and maybe ordering a stack of them from you, Shelley, to give out to people interested in reverse mortgages. So let me go to a quick break. We'll come back with Shelley. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Dignity Memorial Provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. A financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. A fiduciary also means an advisor should recommend products and services he believes will best serve his clients' needs, not what an insurance company or investment company tells him he has to sell. Next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, are you a fiduciary? Yes or no? If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer's probably no. This public service announcement is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
All right, welcome back. Shelley Giordano on the line with us. What's the Deal with Reverse Mortgages? That's her book, and she's a chair of the Funding Longevity Task Force. And we're talking about reverse mortgages and how they may be appropriate or helpful in a particular person's situation. And you know, they, as Shelley said before the break, I thought you put this very well, Shelley, they're not for somebody at the very end of their rope. You know, they're intended as a financial tool. And it's something that not only for middle America, but also maybe for even people that have more wealth might be looking to use the reverse mortgage to tap into that home equity and put that money to work in another way. And again, allow them to keep their, I love it as a, from a CPA standpoint, I love it as a way to blend and get a lower overall tax treatment of the cash flow that somebody needs on a monthly basis. So I've seen many situations where we would recommend putting the reverse mortgage as part of the equation for just, you know, annual cash flow to hold off on drawing from other things that have tax when the reverse mortgage proceeds does not.
Right, right. And that gets to be even more important with the premiums for Medicare, as we're starting to see. So there are a whole lot of reasons that if you can take some of your income via a tax-free reverse mortgage payment rather than, your own income, it can be helpful. One of the things that you mentioned before the break, David, is the idea of using a reverse mortgage to sort of take out or pay down a regular mortgage, and then that puts you in the position of not having to make payments on the principal or the interest. But a lot of people don't realize that you can actually use the reverse mortgage as an interest-only loan. So if you take out a reverse mortgage, you retire your regular mortgage by replacing it with a reverse mortgage, but you'd like to keep the balance low, you can make voluntary payments.
That's true.
On the interest. And here's the advantage to using a reverse mortgage interest-only configuration versus a HELOC, a regular HELOC, interest-only HELOC. First of all, you never have that recast where you've got to start making payments on the principal. Can't happen. We've seen payment shock when people come to the recast period after a 10-year period of interest only on a regular home equity line of credit, and then all of a sudden they've got to start making payments on the principal in a compressed period, and their payment goes up double, sometimes triple. It's terrible payment shock for people who are retired. But the other difference between using a reverse mortgage as sort of a line of credit versus a traditional home equity line of credit is that the reverse mortgage can never be canceled.
Right.
It can never be frozen.
Right.
It can't be reduced. It doesn't matter what the underlying home value is. Once that reverse mortgage is in place, it's there for the borrower, the homeowner, until the last one of them dies, moves, or sells. And, you know, another thing, which David, I'm sure you're aware of, but your listeners may not be aware of, and that is the amount of money that the reverse mortgage can tap grows every single month at a contractually obligated rate. So that growth in your line of credit can keep a pace of inflation, can be a hedge against declining home values, which, you know, happened terrible as a horrible event in Florida in our last recession. Just basically be there as a guarantee that if you should need to get to your equity at some time down the road in your retirement, it might be 20 years from now, that money is there, because nobody knows what the world's going to look like 20 years from now.
But that's right.
You've got this growing access to your own home equity month after month after month after month, and it's automatic.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that people sometimes also don't get with reverse mortgages, Shelley, is that, you know, just as you can make these payments early if you just want to make the principal interest payment, or if you want to pay some of the principal, or the other thing is that they are flexible. If somebody has...
They're so flexible. There's no instrument out there that's this flexible. You can make payments, not make payments, make payments once a year, skip your payments. Doesn't matter.
Well, and the thing that they think that they're, you know, once upon a time, I suppose they work differently, but they have this vision that, you know, that they've somehow irrevocably given the house to the lender, and that they just get this money and then it's gone. And I have to tell people, look, you can pay it off later, or if you decide to sell your home, you sell your home, it works just like a regular mortgage. You then pay off the mortgage and you get the net proceeds. And you can go do whatever you want with those proceeds, and then maybe even turn around and do another reverse mortgage where you use it to purchase a home.
Yes, yes. And another thing that we've just realized recently, unfortunately, there seems to be a tremendous amount of gray divorce, as we're reading about. And a combination of reverse mortgages between the two spouses,
that's right,
can restore each of them to equitable housing, you know, housing that is
right,
that is equal to, you know, what their marital house was. So again, it's that versatility, and people like you, David, and you know, really bright people who are looking at the flexibility of the product, who are coming back to the lenders and saying, well, gosh, you know, have you ever thought about discussing this? You mentioned a couple of times the idea of deferring your Social Security. Well, that sounds great, but if you need money from the age
right,
62 to age 70, or age 66 to age 70, it may not be so easy to defer.
That's right.
But you can take income from your house via reverse mortgage, and use it temporarily until you reach that magic age of 70, where you can really start drawing the maximum benefit from your Social Security, which again reduces what you have to draw from your portfolio to live on, which has this very positive effect on the portfolio.
You know, we got to grab another break, Shelley, but when we come back, we'll talk more about some of the different uses for the reverse mortgage. Just joining us, Shelley Giordano is our guest, chair of the Funding Longevity Task Force. She's written the book, What's the Deal with Reverse Mortgages, and available on Amazon.com. Quick break. We'll be right back with Shelley.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Holland Tax and Accounting Services, a division of Holland Financial, holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years. We have the financial expertise that will help you manage your business and personal financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you are an individual or a business, Holland Tax can accommodate your needs for tax planning and preparation. For your business or personal finances, rely on Holland Tax and Accounting Services to deliver personal and detailed attention. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free.
And we're back. Shelley Giordano on the line with us. What's the deal with reverse mortgages? That's the book. And I want to go back real quick, Shelley, if I could, before we continue. And, you know, you used the example of, or mentioned the use of a reverse mortgage in a divorce situation. And you're spot on with the statistics of the growing number of what we call gray divorce or the graying of divorce. And I've worked with attorneys and talked with them about the situation. If you say, for example, somebody's got a home, husband and wife have a home that, say, just for simple math, is $300,000, and it's paid for because that was their goal when they retired, to have that house
right.
paid for, and then they divorce, what used to be is one would get the house, one would get other stuff, or they would sell the house and then split the proceeds and then have to go and get new mortgages and all this stuff. With the reverse mortgage, the person who's going to keep the home takes out the reverse mortgage to get proceeds and gives that money to the person who's leaving the home, the marital home, and then that person can, that spouse can then use that money along with another reverse mortgage for them to buy another home. So we end up with two homes, each with a reverse mortgage, but wait for it, no principal or interest payments. They still have to pay property taxes and insurance, but they basically have kept themselves in the same equity position they would have been before, but they have homes and they don't have to come out of pocket to do it.
Right. So not only are they, you know, not having to curtail their spending by having an interest and principal payment, as you say, but they also didn't have to come out of portfolio in order to make the divorce work and restore everybody to equitable housing. And so that's a great example. Another one would be if another solution in great divorce would be if they went ahead and decided to sell the house, split the proceeds, and then each of them can get an equivalent home by using their half and then leveraging that with a heck of a purchase transaction, and they both get terrific houses. Again, no necessity of having to make principal and interest payments, which could be unfair anyway, you know, if one would have it and the other one wouldn't.
Right.
And the best part is that they didn't have to go then into their portfolio to make a purchase. So,
well, and also they might be able to downsize, you know, because they don't need as much space. So that frees them up. Maybe, like you said, neither one of them really want to keep that home. They sell it. And then they use the cash, each of them respectively, to buy the new property or home that fits their needs and maybe do the reverse mortgage for the purchase, like you said. So pretty cool how this can be looked at. And it's not, you know, it's not how the reverse mortgage started. You know, what's interesting to me, Shelley, there's still a lot of misunderstanding or lack of awareness about reverse mortgages. I know that people like you and some of the other academic and planning and financial services heavyweights are talking about this. My good friend Wade Fow over at the American College has, you know, he's done a lot of writing and talking about this, and we've had him on the program talking about it as well. But this is something that is still misunderstood, and I want to give you an example that will floor you. I had a meeting the other day with two veteran bankers, each of them, Shelley, with 30 years of experience in banking. And we were talking, and I mentioned we were going to be offering the reverse mortgages with my company, and they said, "Oh yeah, reverse mortgage. That's where the isn't that where the bank gets the house?" And I said, "Well, wait a minute, guys. Are you kidding me? You guys have 30 years between the two of you. You don't know that it works just like a conventional mortgage." So if somebody's out there listening, Shelley, and they don't understand these things, guess what? Bankers with 30 years apiece don't know how these things work. And I had another one say it. "Oh, I think I've heard that might work in a unique situation." And what's really happened is now that the financial planning community has found out about reverse mortgages and how they can fit into a plan, it's actually very quickly becoming mainstream.
Right. Although unfortunately, I'm not shocked, because after 15 years, I've heard all kinds of people say, "Oh, that's the one where the bank gets the house," you know, in audiences and rooms where it just is shocking that somebody is so ill-informed. That was taken care of literally in 1987.
Right. I mean, I know that there was
I think that people who are working with financial planners, you know, are starting to see in consumer media, you know, this discussion about how you can weave in reverse mortgage housing wealth into your retirement plan and have, you know, a much better outcome for your retirement. And going to financial planners, and unfortunately, they aren't as enlightened as you are, David, and, you know, are saying things like, well, you know, I can't talk to you about that. Oh, you don't want one of those. The bank's going to get the house. My compliance officer won't let me talk to you about your very own housing asset. I don't get it, you know. So anyway, it's you know, we're making progress, but it has been slow and painful.
Well, listen to this, Shelley. I just had met with a client, and she came in for some financial planning work. We're going to recommend doing some things for her, some investments, annuities, some different things. And as part of the conversation, she goes, you know, now that I'm retired, I've got a couple years I'm going to do some consulting work, and then I'm going to be retired fully. And, you know, I'm a little bit concerned, even though I can see I'm going to get these different things of income. We have our primary residence, and we have our rental property. Actually, it's a property that they don't, I'm sorry, it's not a rental, it's just a second home. And they said they were thinking of renting it. And they're like, you know, we'd really like to be able to maintain both homes, but we've got the mortgage on this property that we've rented in the past, and we really don't want to have to rent it. We want to be able to use it ourselves, but we won't be able to afford it. So, and I said, well, you don't have a mortgage on your primary residence. What if we took out a reverse mortgage on your primary residence, use that to pay off the mortgage on the rental, and you have no mortgage payments, you still have the property tax insurance, how would you feel about that? And you thought I'd given her $1 million.
And you know something, I know somebody who has a house, a beautiful house right in downtown San Francisco, and a house in Sonoma, and did exactly what you're describing.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to use this. I mean, people that even can pull from their home and use that to maybe even do investment property or, you know, rental property, or and actually make their house turn around and actually pay them for a change. Well, we're out of time, Shelley. I love that you've been with us, and we'll have to do it again. If you just join us, Shelley Giordano has been our guest. What's the Deal with Reverse Mortgages? That's her book. And, of course, we're very pleased that she could be with us. And, Shelley, I'll look forward to talking with you again. You're a great guest, and I appreciate everything you're doing in the industry to bring awareness to reverse mortgages and how they can fit for people's situation.
Well, back at you, my friend. Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.